How are you?
Good.
I'm great. I loved hearing your voice last night on the program. I couldn't say anything, but I could hear you, and I loved hearing
it. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Did the pizza survive all night, or is it already gone?
It's gone. It said to make a big one. What it just realized is that I can double the ingredients. I can make it big. So that's gonna be today. And I didn't have pizza sauce. So I used pasta sauce. And that was not, that made it too liquidy. So
made into what?
Was it made it liquidy. Because the pizza sauce is,
the lean cuisine.
Yeah, pizza sauce is more thicker.
Right.
So but it was good. It's still gone.
So. It's gone.
Yeah.
You said you're not live on Facebook yet, right?
No.
Oh, okay. I keep looking and looking, thinking, why can I not find you? And then it just dawned on me.
It's because I'm not live over there.
Yeah.
It's not a really big thing, but.
That's funny.
It is. So.
Rebecca's here. How about Rebecca?
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, honey.
I was going to say, I can hear your voice. I feel like I've been gone so long that I don't know anybody's voices. In fact, when we sat down here this morning.
Can't even find anybody. Where are you guys? There you are.
Oh.
There. Now we got the Brady Bunch look. The Brady Bunch.
I can't go on the camera right now.
That's good. That's all right. Please don't put the camera on unless you're dressed effectively and your hair's done and your makeup's done and your nails are done. We couldn't bear the view if you wasn't perfect.
Oh, well, yeah.
But we love to hear your voice, whether you're pretty or not.
They're very pretty.
Anyways.
Just fresh out of bed, maybe.
Well, you know, I say it regularly, but maybe not enough. But when the pandemic first started, somebody put on YouTube 10 most important things to remember when you're on a Zoom meeting, all right, or Facebook Live. I think number 5 said, always wear pants.
And
it showed a video of a guy who was having a Zoom meeting with whoever in his office, and the Zoom meeting was done, and he stood up from the table to walk away, and he just had his T-shirt and underwear on. And everybody was just rolling, and they're screaming, you know, and he can't hear them. He's walking around in the kitchen in his underwear, and they're yelling, "Hey!"
They were like, "Oh my gosh, does he know we can see him?"
And you know, we're all familiar with each other, but we're not so familiar that we want to get in bed in your jammies with you, okay? That crosses the line that we don't need to be doing.
So funny. Oh,
anyways, so far we've not had anything that was too severe.
It would be easy to do, though. I mean, how many times have we sat here talking, thinking that we were off air, and we weren't?
Yeah.
And it's okay, but it's just really easy for that to happen. Yeah.
And, of course, then the next one was the pets, because even though you love your pets, other people may not.
Yeah.
and you're,
how can they not?
And your screeching cat or bird or dog in the background may be an annoyance that totally interrupts the whole meeting. It's like the other the other night, I had to put Roman, our cat, had to put him two doors away because he would not be quiet. But if it didn't bother you, it bothered me really bad. It was like, I'm like, I'm going to choke you.
But you know, this is a funny thing. After we came back to Michigan and we were gone, we had him with us then. And he was good. He was fine for it. But then when we went to Bismarck for that 4 days, we left him home. And when we got home, he's not quit yelling at us since. Pastor says during the program is when he gets the loudest.
It's like you don't have to howl during the program when you're silent the rest of the day.
That's right.
And people say cats don't know that much, but don't tell me they don't know that much.
They're smart. Animals are smart.
Yep. Yes, they are.
Has a feral cat. It's even bigger. And now he found out it's pregnant. And
oh my.
It has the babies. So she has it in the house. In her apartment, and with it got 4 kittens, and she was taking care of it, and she doesn't. It's been going in for a little bit of time now, and now it's fully in, and she's taking care of the babies until they're 8 weeks old. And that cat meows at her all the time.
And then the kittens are going to go to Walmart or somewhere?
No, she has people that want them.
Oh, is that right? Wow.
Yeah, one of the orange ones, and I wanted it, but I can't because I'm allergic, but... I threw my mouth to feed it already.
So. Oh my goodness, where did it go? All right.
Now, are you live on Facebook?
No, no, I'm really having a... the same kind of struggle you are. I don't have my other screen and I don't know where to put stuff. It's like, what do I do with this? What do I normally do with this? Don't you know what you're doing? I think I know what I'm doing. I once knew what I was doing.
Not How's sure. work going, Kathy?
What?
How is your work going?
It's okay.
Go on.
She is very, she yelled at me last week. She is very, I don't know how to explain it. She wants her kids to always be busy. You can't lay down or watch TV, which is fine about watching TV. Read a book, go outside. Don't just wander around the house. And I was helping the 5-year-old with his homework, and she told me, okay, when you try to bring him to the pool is down the street at her guest house. I said, okay, well, she, I was gonna go and say, oh, do you have a towel? I didn't even think of it. because the other kids were always there,
uh-huh.
and they passed a bag. I thought that I brought him a towel. And she's like, well, just bring another little one. So I already thought a big towel. Because that's,
Yeah.
I asked the Hispanic woman in the laundry room if I can get a towel. And they were looking at me, probably because they don't understand all of English. Another part was they didn't really understand because my voice.
Uh-huh.
So they were looking at me a little funny. I said, a beach towel. What's that problem? Well, Judy was standing there watching me. And afterwards, she brought me around the corner to talk to me. And she said, you have to be prepared. You have to know everything. You could have got a towel in any bathroom. And she said that I demanded was rude to them for a towel.
Huh.
Wow.
And I said to her, I said, and now mind you, I'm trying not to cry because I do it so easily. I said, I don't think I would talk to anybody like that.
Right.
She raised her voice and said, I heard you. Like, she goes, and last week, you demanded that Jenny get your sunglasses. I said, what? No. She goes, I heard you. This is a work
force.
Wow. Yeah. I almost quit right then and there. But, yeah. The week before, she wanted me to bring Jenny to the pool. And Jenny said, okay, let me get my water. So as she was running in to get the water, I said, can you grab my sunglasses, please? This was that one. And she yelled at the boy. He goes, he can't be silly. She yelled at him. And then she told me, don't let him be like that.
Yeah.
He needs to be successful in life. And when you act like that, you're not going to be successful. I feel bad when she say, what do you consider successful? Because I think my daughter is successful. She was telling me, we go on all the time. She doesn't like them to be tickled.
Huh. To be tickled. What?
Tickled.
Tickled?
Yeah. It's just
all kids love to be tickled. Wow.
Well, but when you're of a higher echelon of life, everybody wants order all the time, and that's the problem that you face with it. But
I wanted to I asked Friday the girl with the towel. I asked her, I said, she speaks more English. So I asked her, was I rude when I was asking for the towel? She goes, no, not at all. And I said, oh, okay, I just wonder if I was, I'm sorry. And she goes, you weren't. I said, well, Miss Judy said I was. She goes, Judy is so hard. But she is deep down in Catholic religion, like she's the one that said, if you die and you don't practice Catholic, you're not a practicing Catholic, you can't have a funeral.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
That's an interesting doctrine right there.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So
and that you can just see they worship the Lord. Or they worship the Catholic faith more than they worship God. And I don't hate Catholics. They make some of the best believers. But, man, that doctrine of Catholicism, that's so messed up that that'll destroy your life.
Yeah. Yeah. See, well, the Catholics are all about what to do. What to do to get into heaven. And she is all about working for, like, she
right.
has houses. And if it's a woman or, like, someone's husband passed away and they had four kids, she gave them a place to live for free until she can get on the faith. So, this is nice, but she's all about work. She's